Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf. Today is Yuma 12. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing whether or not Yerushalayim is something that could become Tameh from Negayim, from the Tumah of Negayim. So in this context, one of the reasons why it would not be able to is because in order for something to have the Tumah of Negayim, it has to be considered to be an inheritance, Achuz Aschem, your heritage. So one is of the position, the Tanakhama is of the position, Yerushalayim lo nitchalko l'shvatim, Jerusalem was not divided amongst all the other tribes, but rather Jerusalem was something that everybody shared equally in it. So therefore, it's not considered to be part of Achuz Aschem, your heritage, and therefore cannot have the Tumah of Negayim. Whereas Rabbi Huda is of the position, Yerushalayim nitchalko l'shvatim. Rabbi Huda is of the position, Jerusalem was divided up amongst the tribes, and so therefore it is included between in the category of Achuz Aschem, and therefore it can become Tumah from Negayim. And the Gemara says this dispute between the status of what is Jerusalem, this relates to another dispute. Titania, we learned in a Braisa with respect to the division of the land of Israel, that parts of Jerusalem were in the category of Judah, and parts were in the tribe of Benjamin, and the border between Judah and Benjamin actually went into the temple itself, as the Braisa states, Maya b'chalkol shel Yehuda. What was the portion of Jerusalem and of the temple that was in the portion of Judah? Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount itself. That was part of the territory of Judah, Vahalashachos, and the chambers that they had in the Temple Mount, and that were next to the base of Mikdash, they were also part of the territory of Judah, Vahazaros. The temple itself had three courtyards, the Ezras Nashim, the courtyard for the women, or the courtyard where women were also allowed to go. That means men and women were allowed to be there. The Ezras Yisrael, the courtyard where, and the Ezras Kohanim, the Ezras Yisrael, and the courtyard of the Kohanim. So all of these areas were considered to be in the territory of Judah, and so therefore the entire eastern side of the Temple Mount from the beginning until the end of the Ezra's Kohanim was in the territory of Judah. Umaya b'chalko shel Binyamin. So what was in the territory of Benjamin? Ulam v'heichal ubeis kodshei kadashim. The Ulam is the antechamber into the sanctuary itself, and the Holy of Holies. And from there, up until the entire western side of the Temple Mount was all going to be considered to be part of the territory of Benjamin. So between the Ezra's Kohanim, which was in the territory of Judah, and the Ulam, which was in territory of Benjamin, there were another 45 Amos that the Tana of our Braisa doesn't say where they went to. So immediately after the courtyard of the Kohanim, there was the beginning of the what's called the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer altar, which had at the bottom of it a yesod, a foundation, and that yesod was 32 amos. And so from the end of the altar until the antechamber, there were another 22 amos. So all this area was also in the category, was in the territory of Benjamin. And so therefore, the borderline between Judah and Benjamin started from the end of the Ezra's Kohanim. And so the Bryce is going to explain that where was exactly the point that went from Judah to the altar. So the Gemara explains that there was a ritsua, there was a strip of land, Haisa Yotze Michalkol Shel Yehuda, that went out from the border of Judah, V'nichneses L'chalkol Shel Binyamin, that entered into the territory of Benjamin, or the part of Benjamin's territory, Ubaya Mizbeach Banoi, and that's where the altar was built, and that's where was the foundation, the eastern and southern foundation of the altar, meaning to say that this strip went around the altar on two sides, and so the entire eastern side of the altar, aside from two amos at the end of it, and all of the southern side, aside from two amos at the end of that, were part of the territory of Judah. However, since the Mizbeach was built only, since the altar was built in the territory of Benjamin, therefore they didn't build the altar in the they didn't put the Yesod into the territory of Benjamin, and so therefore the Mizbeach had part of it built in the territory of Judah and part of it built in the territory of Benjamin. So Binyamin HaTzadik, when Binyamin, the son of Jacob, the righteous one, saw him in the divine prophecy that that was what was going to happen, that he was going to have the altar itself, but part of the altar, the foundation was going to be, part of the foundation was going to be from the territory of Judah. So therefore he got upset. He was very upset. He said, I'm losing my territory because Judah's strip comes into my land. And so therefore, every day he wanted to levola b'kolyom. He wanted to swallow it up every single day. As it states in about the blessing of Moshe, Binyamin Amar Yedid Hashem Yishkon Lavetach Alav, Chofif Alav Kolyom. All day he was longing for this strip. And he couldn't control himself. Lefikach, therefore, because he since he was so upset that he didn't have the whole portion in his territory, Zacha Binyamin HaTzadik, Binyamin the righteous one, merited Vinasa Ushpiz Chon LeGvura. He became like the host for the Gvura, for Hashem, meaning to say he was the host for the Ark of the Covenant, which was kept in his territory, as it says, Ben Ketefav Shechein, that it was dwelling in his territory. But this is, to me, one of the most powerful ideas that Judah and Benjamin, who were traditionally the arch rivals, that Judah is David and Benjamin is Saul, Shaul, that they were fighting in so many areas, but they shared the place of the altar. As part of it was Judah and part of it was Benjamin.